The Miami Dolphins are a very interesting team. Watched them during the in-season Hard Knocks last year. Mike McDaniel is a cool little dude, man. The guy looks like a nerd, but he's funny. He's got a brilliant offensive mind. He's got a good rapport with his players, which seems to be a contrast to their former head coach, Brian Flores, who people were kind of surprised when he got fired because they seemed to be trending in the right direction, especially defensively. But he had, you know, the offense there with Tua wasn't exactly going crazy, you know, lighting up the scoreboard, so to speak. And there were all these, you know, rumors that he and Tua really didn't get along that great. You know, he's a young quarterback, needed to be like groomed a little bit more.
Even when he was drafted, I don't know that Brian Flores was 100% on board with drafting Tua Tagovailoa.
Right.
So it didn't start in the best of circumstances.
Yes. So yesterday, Tua was on the Dan Le Batard show. They did an interview, and he had some interesting things to say about life under Brian Flores. Now, when I first heard it, I thought of you, John.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're more of an old school type of guy. And I have no idea, and I'm glad I didn't ask you before the show, your reaction when you hear that from Tua.
Why now? Like, it doesn't make any sense why to come out with this now. I don't know that there's necessarily a good time, but when a couple of months after, you know, Brian Flores was fired, Tua was asked basically the same question. And his response was, that's a big question. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm very thankful that he drafted me to come here to play for the Miami Dolphins. That's what I'd say. And I think that's the perfect response because it what happened in the past is irrelevant. He just signed a monster contract. Mm-hmm. And the team, the franchise, made the decision that it wasn't working out between Flores and Tagovailoa or Flores and the franchise. They chose to move on from Flores, not Tagovailoa.
Right.
And so I don't know what the reasoning for why to come out with this revelation right before the season.
I guess when you're, I don't know, because you've been on both sides of this, when you're asked a direct question, you know, sometimes, especially when you become a veteran and you have that cachet that you just spoke about, you know what? I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay, so here's, and I'm glad you went there because he did sign the contract.
Right.
And now he has a very comfortable position to be sitting in and can basically say whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I liked answering the question in regards to, that's a big question. I'll tell you this. I'm very thankful that he drafted me to come here to play for the Miami Dolphins. Like, okay, move on. Like, I'm happy to be here. It didn't work out between the two of us. He's gone. I'm here. And now I have a coach that I really do enjoy playing for.
Selfishly, as a media member / fan, you kind of, if every answer to every question was like his first, we wouldn't get anything. We have nothing to talk about. It's all boring milquetoast. So selfishly, I'm glad that he said what he said.
What's milquetoast?
Just bland, basically. You never heard of the expression milk toast?
Nope.
No.
Okay. No. Sourdough? Wheat?
Greg, help me.
Rye?
Milk with a Q-U-E.
Yes. Toast.
Yeah. Bland.
Yes.
Not exciting.
Right.
It's not,
not really a piece of bread.
Not actual dairy milk.
Yes. No. Nothing to do with milk.
Oh, okay.
But it's anyway. So
yeah, very cornbread answer,
but I but I also thought, I was wondering, I said, because when you hear a guy complain about how a coach is tough on him or whatever,
right,
my John Jansen reaction, or what I think your reaction would be,
man
would
up.
Be man up, don't be so soft, don't be such a wuss.
Yeah, I mean that is my initial reaction. I just I've also played for guys that I didn't like,
right.
And like Spurrier.
Right, I know.
But at that time, especially when I was playing, it was just simply, hey, it didn't work out.
But you didn't like him because he was incompetent more than how he, you know?
Yeah, I didn't like him because he actually wasn't tough enough.
Okay.
And didn't care as much as I thought he could or should.
Right.
From a player's perspective.
Right. See, I wouldn't, you know, call him soft and, you know, tough it up and all that, because who did he play for in college?
Saban.
Yes. So if you can play for Nick Saban, you can play for anybody. And so maybe Flores was over the top a little bit.
He could have been. And it, not every relationship is going to work.
No, I know.
That's Brian Flores' style of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And for some guys, it's exactly what they need. And you hear Kevin O'Connell talk about him now, and his players love him.
Oh, I know. I remember when they hired him, I thought he was, you know, there was all these, you know, Aaron Glenn's not very good and all that stuff. Maybe the Lions should go get Brian Flores. I remember that talk was going a little bit. Yeah, he's a really good defensive coach. And I, like I said, I thought it was ridiculous that they fired him. But
if I could respond, really quick, John, you said something very interesting about, like, why make these comments now as opposed to being asked a question earlier, and he said something differently. You used the word comfortable with regard to his contract.
Yeah.
I think it's comfort, but it's not the contract. It's the setting that he's in. I think it's a very therapeutic space that he's in, where he can kind of delve into these emotions and delve into this, the in-depth, the fine-tuning of why it was the way it was.
Right.
Under Flores compared to McDaniels, and yes, he's asked a question.
So he's in the Frank the Tank's safe tree.
Well, and also,
And
also the interview situation. He's just, you know, hanging out, whatever, basically, as opposed to what you referred to when he was younger. Maybe that was more at a press conference, and he didn't feel as comfortable. That had something to do with it, I think. I don't know. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Craig. What's up, Craig? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, I'm with John on this. You can call me old school or whatever, but, you know, he's not going to make these comments if he's in a contract year. He's going to stay away from anything that could be controversial or anything like that. And now he is comfortable to be able to say what he wants. He's got his cash. So, although he continues to work hard and improve, which is impressive, but he contradicts himself. And I think this may be what John has in the back of his head here. He's talking about, you know, the negative energy and the negativity that was going on, and how now it's a positive environment. Well, why is he bringing negativity into things then? Right? So he's talking about bringing up a negative situation back in his locker room. He could still have teammates, current teammates, that, you know, miss Flores or, you know, wanted him or weren't happy with that, or fans. So to me, he's contradicting himself, saying, hey, this is such a great place now. It's all positive. All this positive energy, positive things being said, no negativity. But he's bringing up all the negativity of Flores at the same time and giving him a dig. So that's where I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is now going on more than 2 years later. This sounds to me to be more of a conversation you would have after retirement.
Maybe.
And reflecting on your career. And, you know, Flores was your first coach, and then it was McDaniel, and it's probably not going to be his last coach.
Right.
It's just the way things go in this business.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just...
But the word you used as well is comfortable, and the setting for it was comfortable, too.
Oh, was he in a couch?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, he got all into his feelings?
No. Laid back, I would explain the verbiage of it.
Yes, exactly.